Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden promises the U.S. will defend the Philippines against any attack in the South China Sea, a pledge following a meeting with the Philippine president and Japanese prime minister.
Recently, we've seen repeated confrontations between Chinese and Philippine vessels in disputed waters of the South China Sea. A few days before his visit to D.C., President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. accused a Chinese vessel of highly dangerous maneuvers near the Second Thomas Shoal. It's a disputed maritime region in Spratly Island. So there are specific incidents and, if you will, specific areas of risk that could see further tension. And I think they have that in mind when these leaders sit together and say, well, if this happens, if this goes further, what do we do?
The BBC Shaina Halil. Israel's military vows to defend the country should Iran launch an attack. Iran's supreme leader insists that Israel must be punished for an attack on an Iranian diplomatic post in Syria. Israel has not claimed responsibility, but Israel's foreign minister vows that if Iran attacks Israel from its territory, Israel will attack inside Iran. The House planning another go today at reauthorizing a spy program, a FISA program that the FBI says is crucial to stopping terrorists. House Speaker Mike Johnson will make a campaign pilgrimage to Mar-a-Lago today, where he'll visit with former President Trump. The two plan a joint announcement regarding election integrity. The streets of Charleston, South Carolina, were underwater following record rains spawned by a massive storm system. It spread torrential rains and high winds, even tornadoes, across a vast area. Unsettled weather from the Gulf Coast and the southeast to parts of the Mid-Atlantic, the Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, and on into parts of the northeast. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 228 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per...
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. It'll probably come as no surprise to you, since 2020, about 43% of the new residents here to Nevada have come from California. According to driver's license surrender information from Nevada DMV, over the past 4 years, nearly 158,000 people have relocated to Nevada from the Golden State. The total number of new residents to the Silver State during that time, nearly 370,000. Current projections have Clark County adding 33,000 residents this year alone, possibly reaching the 3 million residents mark sometime before 2050. Now, the growing population, it's driven up home prices locally, with a median price for an existing single-family home in Las Vegas at $426,000. That's up more than 100 grand since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic back in 2020. 4 years after the COVID-19 pandemic forced it to shut its doors, Boyd Gaming extending the temporary closure of Eastside Cannery. The Boulder Highway property's active gaming license is active and on a temporary closure until March of next year. Now, that license was previously on hold until the end of March this year. Boyd officials have declined to comment on their future plans for the property. The company currently runs 11 properties in the downtown Las Vegas and local segments. It bought the Eastside Cannery back in December of 2016. The Hard Rock Las Vegas going to rock on without the Beatles. The Beatles Love, the only live production licensed by Apple Corporation, the Beatles' parent company, closing at the Mirage, which is transitioning into becoming the Hard Rock Las Vegas. The Cirque du Soleil show's last date, July 7th. Cirque officials say it wasn't their call. Hard Rock Las Vegas pulled the plug on the show. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
It's been a pretty nice start to the Friday morning commute as far as freeway accidents go. We're still getting the all clear from Nevada State Police. On the surface streets, working an injury accident at the west side intersection of Sahara and Valley View. Another one at Bonanza and Decatur. But otherwise, again, getting around safely on the freeway. Sunny and warm this weekend. We're going up to the upper 80s this afternoon. 61 degrees right now. We'll have those winds gusting up to around 30 miles per hour today. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I looked up at the calendar, and I realized that we are closing in on an election. June 11th is the primary date, but May 25th is the start of early voting, so people are going to be voting very, very soon. There's some key races. Of course, the race we've been following very closely is that in CD4. Joining us now, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, who's running for Congress in CD4, wants to unseat Stephen Horsford, and he joins us. David, how are you doing? You've been busy, my friend.
Oh, Kevin, how are you doing? Hey, I just got to say, I love your intro. I love hearing that every time about, the bumbling idiot there. So.
And he is a bumbling idiot. Give me a quick sense of where you think this race in CD4 is.
Sure, absolutely. Our campaign is doing incredible. I am fielding calls all the time for hosting fundraisers. Just between now and the end of the month, probably 4 or 6 different fundraisers that we're scheduling in there, getting a lot of traction. We've got a great ground game. We're hitting all the neighborhoods, west side, east side. We're not being shy about whose door we knock on. And we've got, as you know, we've got to get the people out to vote. And that takes a lot of face-to-face interaction. Our teams are out there. They're registering people. They're getting people to register as Republicans that were nonpartisan because that's how the DMV sets it up. All these things that we're doing in a campaign to get our message out.
I'm curious what the issues. I know you've been traversing Congressional District 4, and you've been talking with a lot of voters. What are the issues? Let's begin with open borders, because that seems to be, illegal immigration is kind of the number one topic out there in exit polling and in all other polling. Can you talk a little bit about what you're hearing from voters on the open borders?
Absolutely. It's about security. And when people don't feel safe in their homes, when they don't know what's going on with all these illegal immigrants and the benefits that they're getting that other legal immigrants have not gotten, it's upsetting to a lot of people. As you know, Kevin, we talked about this before. I've been down to the border numerous times, and I've talked to the cartels. I've talked to the Border Patrol. I've talked to the illegal immigrants, and it's a mess down there. And the Border Patrol rules changed about 3-4 years ago with the Biden administration, because it used to be that they would arrest and remove illegal immigrants. And now their marching orders are to process, and that's what their focus is on. And it's a shame. And all they're doing is processing. Kevin, just think about this and all the viewers out there in your minds. If what the government says is true, 10 million illegal immigrants coming through, I don't think I'd believe that number, just like any of the rest of you. But if it's 10 million, that's 5 Las Vegases. And if you think of 5 Las Vegases, how many schools are there in Las Vegas? How many hospitals? How many police stations? How many fire stations? That's what we've created throughout the United States. 5 cities the size of Las Vegas had to be built to house this many illegal immigrants. Where's that money coming from?
Good point. Good point. Got to ask you about the other issue that I hear about from voters every day. They communicate with me via social media and texts and emails and all of that, and that is the economy. What are you hearing from voters relative to the economy, and is there a way to fix it?
There's absolutely a way to fix it. I think we all know the fix, but it's interesting because you hit on the number one and the number two issue that I hear at the doors. People are worried about what's in their pocketbook. You know, it used to be, 3 or 4 years ago, you couldn't even get a reservation hardly. The restaurants were full. Now you show up and the restaurants are empty. And it's because the cost has gone up so tremendously, nobody can afford it. And the way we fix it, you know, and Kevin, you know this, I worked in the oil industry for 10 years after I retired from the Air Force. If we get back to energy independence, if we get back to that, and we get the price of gas back to $2, where it was just 3 years ago, we will reduce the cost of transportation, we'll reduce the cost of farmers growing corn or wheat, everything that's costing us in the stores, the cost of gas has doubled. So their expenses have doubled. The shipping costs, the road haul, everything has doubled. And guess what we see in the stores? The prices on the shelf go up. And then when you're demanding $15 or $20 an hour for labor that can't support that without raising the prices, stores have one choice. They can either have fewer people or we can raise our prices. I own 2 stores. I understand this. Look what's happening in McDonald's. You go in there now and you're served by a computer. You don't even get to talk to a person anymore. That's what's happening in our economy. If we get energy prices back under control, we get back to $2 gas, everything will come back down.
I want to ask you on another front. You have challenged John Lee to a debate. Have you gotten a response to that call for a debate in CD4?
No, we have done an official formal challenge for a debate. You know, here's what's interesting, Kevin. There's an establishment, there's a deep state here in Nevada that's protecting John Lee because he's having a hard time answering the questions of his voting record, of all the things that he did for 23 years as a Democrat. But he's changed parties. He's a Republican now. So there's an open effort to try to shield him from questions. Yeah. So I don't know. I hope he is willing to debate. You've got the clubs, even the Republican clubs. They've had a CD1 debate. They've had a CD3 debate. But they're not offering a CD4 debate. You know, it's very interesting. You know, the dynamics that are going on to protect one person from his voting record.
Have you officially sent the challenge to John Lee's campaign?
Absolutely.
And then the response?
Well, cricket so far. But we're hoping. I think it'll be a good debate. I'd love to see a moderator like yourself or somebody who's unbiased. You know, they tried to pull a slick one at a recent meeting there, John Lee and I were supposed to do a fireside chat, apparently. And then they changed the moderator at the last minute. Now, this moderator is one of the political operatives for John Lee. So that was kind of interesting. And they expected me to show up. So there's a lot of shenanigans going on right now. That would be like asking Trump to debate Biden with Nancy Pelosi as the moderator. That's what they were asking me to do.
Let me ask you on another front, totally different front, and that is gun control and gun rights and endorsements of some of the pro-gun organizations in our state. Can you talk a little bit about what's been going on there?
Absolutely. I got some good news this week. The GOA is giving me an A rating, which is amazing.
And that's Gun Owners of America?
The Gun Owners of America. And they're the hardline, never compromise side of gun control, right? So, yeah, if you understand what GOA is. And the Nevada Firearms Coalition, they just came out with a preferred rating for me, which is incredible. So, as you know, my prior military background and everything, I am pro Second Amendment. I am not compromising at all on anything that limits our Second Amendment rights. If you think about this and what happened in Israel, okay, October 7th, okay, if you don't think that Israel could happen here in the United States with 2,000 terrorists coming into a city like Las Vegas, how much damage could they do? And the only thing preventing them from doing that is that everybody has a gun in their home, right? In Israel, I saw the movies. I saw the carnage. It was heartbreaking. But they were going into people's homes. People were hiding under the beds because they had no way to defend themselves, and they were shooting everybody. That could happen here. But thank God we have a Second Amendment to protect us from evil like that. And to sit there and say we don't need AR-15s when you know darn well that those terrorists had AR-15s, that's criminal. And for our government to think that we don't need weapons to protect ourselves is criminal.
Again, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo joining us. He is a candidate for Congress in CD4. Take me into the path for victory. Obviously, gaining the support of independents is going to be vital. It's a big voting block here in the state of Nevada and in CD4. Can you talk a little bit about what the path to victory is going to look like for David Flippo?
Kevin, I don't want to get too much into my strategy, but I will say we do have a path. We are talking to those organizations. We are having good relationships. We're getting good support. All those things are happening. But without getting into specifics of the strategy, which would just help my opponent, right? Because it seems like right now we don't see a lot of footwork being done by his campaign. It feels like he's campaigning from the basement, which I think is a Democrat tactic. So, again, it goes back to, are you an R or are you a D? I don't know. John Lee, he started his career under the Harry Reid machine, and it sure feels like he's still being managed by the Reid machine.
In our final couple of minutes, what is it your campaign needs right now as we sit on Friday, April 12th, ahead of May 25th, early voting? I don't know what that is. David Flippo, are you still there? I hope he didn't put us on hold. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
All those days over 100 degrees last summer were unbearable. My AC bills were huge and I couldn't keep my house cool.
Same in our house. We sweated our way through summer, but we finally realized our old windows were the problem, letting the cold air out and hot air in. So we texted Renewal by Anderson and they took care of it.
New windows from Renewal by Anderson really made a big difference?
Yes. We went from hot and crabby to cool and happy. Plus, the new windows from Renewal by Anderson saved us serious cash on our energy bills. They're 100% full service and have helped 500,000 happy homeowners like us. We just had to send a text to get started.
Text HOUSE to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation with Renewal by Anderson online today. Plus, text now and get $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Don't wait. Text HOUSE to 200-300 for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a full year with Renewal by Anderson. Text the word HOUSE to 200-300. Text HOUSE to 200-300.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate, I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Does anyone out there love paying taxes? Anyone? Me neither. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where right now we're having an instant tax savings event. And while we can't technically pay your sales tax for you, we can give you a discount equal to what your sales tax would be. Pretty cool, huh? Taxes schmaxes. Who's with me? Best service, best selection, best price. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
See certain details.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first, Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I swear I didn't touch the phones. So we had the phone gremlins during our interview with Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, who is back with us online. Was that on your end or on my end?
I don't know, Kevin. I don't know. I was talking, and then the phone was dead. So I don't,
it happened. Well, we were talking about what your campaign needs, whether it's yard signs or volunteers or money or whatever it is. What is it your campaign needs right now today?
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for asking about that. What I would ask everybody to do is jot down this, electdavidflippo.com. That's really easy, electdavidflippo.com. If you have a hard time with my last name, just think flip it red, because we're going to flip this seat red, and we're going to flip it red with Flippo. Okay? So electdavidflippo.com. If you go on there, register, registered as a volunteer. We'll reach out to you. This Saturday, we've got Super Saturday. We are going out. We've got, I don't know how many people. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. You can go to my website, look for Super Saturday. We are going to go out there and hit doors. We are going to get people registered. We are going to be providing information to the voters. So that's this Saturday. If you want to help, just get on my website, sign up, and the list keeps getting longer and longer. As for money, obviously donations help tremendously. Stephen Horsford spent $9 million to win his two-year job. Sam Peters, who has endorsed me, he spent $3 million, and he came so close. We can beat Stephen Horsford, and unfortunately, it takes money to do that. And it's okay. Any small amount is helpful, because if you think about the number of people, if I get all my voters to donate $100, I have more than enough to beat Stephen Horsford. So it doesn't take a lot, but we do need it. It's how we fund our campaign, how we get our message out, how we pay for this radio, how we pay for TV, everything that we have to do to get our message out so that we can flip this state red. That's what we need to do. So anything along those lines, that if you could help, go to electdavidflippo.com and let's flip it red.
I know that we're in the midst of a really tough primary race, but I keep saying you got to keep your eye on the prize, and the prize is Stephen Horsford. Can you explain why Stephen Horsford needs to be replaced as a congressman from CD4?
I don't think we have enough time, Kevin.
It's only a three-hour show. Sorry about that.
I'll tell you what. So, you know, those that know, Stephen Horsford lives in Virginia. He has a mansion in Virginia. His kids go to school in Virginia. You hardly ever see him here. Right, he's not representing us in Nevada. He's a member of the Progressive Caucus. He's with AOC and Tlaib and that gang, right? He is not representing even the Democrats in our district. He is so far left. And he's got to go. And he knows it. He knows it. And he's fighting hard, but we're going to fight harder. And I'm a fighter. I'm a combat veteran. I don't give up. And we're going to beat Stephen Horsford this time. And we're going to take this seat, and we're going to increase one of the numbers in Congress by one. And for every one of those that we can win, either in Nevada or across the nation, we can do more for this country under Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is going to be the next president. And then everything can get back on track, because Donald Trump, just like I was saying earlier, understands energy. He understands energy independence, and he understands if we – get that gas price back down to $2 a gallon, where it should be right now, but it's purposefully high because they need it high so electric vehicles look good. That's the only reason that this is happening right now. It's a self-inflicted economic crisis done by the Biden administration. Trump will get in there, and he will fix it instantly, and he needs people in Congress that will support him.
Before I let you go, I do want to make sure that we clarify. You have challenged John Lee to a debate, but have you been turned down, or have you just not heard back from them?
I haven't heard from my team yet, but we have formally challenged him to a debate. We are looking forward to a debate, but we have not heard back from his campaign yet.
And if folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
ElectDavidFlippo.com. Go to my website. That's the easiest way. You register as a supporter, as a volunteer. And as I said, this Saturday is Super Saturday for us. We're going to go out and we're going to hit the neighborhoods. Just go to the website. You want to come and show up and understand what getting engaged in politics is all about. It's happening this Saturday.
So that means tomorrow.
That means tomorrow.
Okay. I just want to be sure we were talking about the same week. David, always good to visit with you. Be careful out there on the campaign trail. We will talk again soon, I promise.
Kevin, it's always a pleasure. Talk to you again.
Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, he is a candidate for Congress in CD4. He has issued a challenge to John Lee, the former mayor of North Las Vegas, to debate. We'll see if he accepts. I love debates, although sometimes I got to admit, sometimes the debates aren't worth much. They're more like photo ops, In this particular case, I think it'd be a good idea, personally. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The biggest sports report is